Hey, this is our sixth podcast so far.
For summer camp.
Okay, my sixth podcast so far. It is the first day of summer, June 21st.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And, not a lot happened today. We woke up and ate French toast. That was
speaking not... Speaking of the French.
Yeah, speaking of the French, I don't have any jokes prepared. Don't laugh at that.
Why, Ryan?
You're just
funny, Ryan.
All right, I'll roll with it.
Do your Elmer Fudd.
I'll do my Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, we were in category 3 heat wave.
Yeah, I just found out that our provisional scout's dad froze a cat a lot. I thought that's quite funny. It's a minute. That's quite funny, I must say. I've never heard of anyone freezing a cat
from the inside out.
And I will tell my friends that story.
Kind of like a reverse microwave.
And I will tell my friends that story, and they will laugh. Okay.
Where are your friends?
Well, you guys already know, don't you?
Alrighty.
Oh, okay. Tonight we're being joined by everyone because Wesley's still gone at Pathfinders and Michael's here.
Hey.
Michael's here. Yeah.
What's up?
I guess Brandon will take his place as our...
Scout. Yeah, our provisional scout Brandon will take Wesley's place.
Hello.
Exactly. You got to do a leadership role today.
Oh yeah, Brandon was appointed leader. We don't even know him. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah, Michael was a leader yesterday. We don't even know him. He just showed up one day. Mr. G, our scoutmaster, if you don't already know that.
Yeah, he actually very abruptly showed up.
Yeah,
just,
really.
Like, in our campsite.
We just walked in, there he was.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, you were just in here.
Anyway, Mr. G was appointed temporary cooking instructor. Why was the... What about the other cooking instructor?
He had to leave...
Unexpected.
What'd he do? Okay, so what'd he do?
We don't have the full scoop, so we will not go into it. That's the fact that he had to leave.
Okay, so we could not get any additional information about that subject.
But it's still
we'll be back. No, it's not.
Oh, it's recording.
It's moving. It's not paused. Right now, I'm gathered around a table.
People are playing Duel Masters.
Yeah, they're all playing... What is that?
Duel Masters.
What is that?
A kind of weird game.
That dumb show.
It's Duel Masters and they're not playing it right.
That dumb show.
None of them know how except me.
Alright, so we'll avoid that because it's dumb and it's copyrighted. Today, we pretty much was a routine day. It was really hot. How hot was it? Like 105 heat index?
Here's Brendan.
Hello. I like cereal. Cereal's good.
Why?
I've been eating cereal at breakfast.
What kind of cereal, Brendan?
I've been eating any cereal they have that I like. On Monday, I had Golden Grahams. Tuesday, I had Honey Nut Cheerios. And today, I had...
Toasties.
No.
No.
The French Toast Crunch.
Yes, the French Toast Crunch.
Yeah, it was the French Toast. Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's the true name, okay? And, yeah, I'll probably have Cocoa Puff tomorrow and Frosted Flakes on Friday just to have the full sample of every cereal.
Then
I'll know what to get next year for my cereal choices.
Garbled.
It won't be effective if they don't suck, or they're mediocre.
Okay.
They're mediocre.
I like eating mics.
Okay. Eating mics?
Yeah, on the walkie-talkie and stuff, I was holding it way up here.
I like rusty spoons. I was told to say that. Today, myself and a couple other scouts qualified. It's only the third day for shotgun. That's pretty cool, I guess. I guess that's kind of cool.
Hey, we're building a tower in Pioneering.
Oh, cool! They're building a tower in Pioneering. Let's hear about it.
Alright, we
tied some sticks together, and tomorrow we're gonna tie more together, and it's gonna look like a tower.
Oh my god! That's so descriptive and interesting. You could totally write a book. You could totally write a book on that. We're tying sticks together, and we're
we learned how we drink.
That's so incredible. Right now it's taps, and we're cool because we stay up past taps. We have to shut up because taps.
That's our illustrious Churchill Downs.
We're making hobo meals in Dan Boone.
Yeah, that's Joe V. Yeah, they do make hobo meals in Dan Boone, and they taste terrible. It's like fried, like,
hamburger.
Manure. It's like fried manure.
It's hamburger on fire with vegetables mixed in.
Yeah, it's
don't forget
that it's
onion.
Real hamburger. It's unlike terrible. Today at lunch. Today at lunch, I believe the hamburger was made out of beans.
Yeah, and our lasagna was made out of the hamburger.
Yeah, and then our lasagna was
what?
Made out of the hamburger from Mars.
Is it what?
I think it's Darth Vader.
Princess Yum Yum.
No, it's not Pause.
Oh.
Today there was a basketball tournament.
Yeah, also that was a basketball tournament. We had, I believe, we had one team involved, and they won their first game, which they won by 10. I'm not sure the other team score. And the second one, apparently, they were smited by a man with a mohawk.
I know that guy. He's in some of my classes.
Yeah.
We're shooting rockets in SpaceX tomorrow.
That's Joe again. They are shooting. You're shooting rockets in SpaceX.
Tomorrow. In communication.
Oh my god, communication is so awful.
Yeah.
Today I fell asleep for like an hour and a half because we listened to this guy.
5 minutes.
These
speeches.
People told 5 minute speeches.
I didn't even get to give my 5 minutes.
Some were so incredibly. This one kid though, he told one about good manners and
yeah, which is
he's very, very punctual. Speaks up, eye contact. He's good at that. He doesn't really need communications because he already knows how to do it.
Yeah,
but
I didn't get to give my 5 minute speech. But tomorrow, Ryan and me are in a group with Max and another person, Sam, and we're going to give a speech about a product that we are selling, and we had to write a plan for it.
We're not really selling it.
Yeah, but we're not really selling it, and our product is called Easy Clean. And if you don't want to shake a shower but smell bad, all you gotta do is grab a can of Easy Clean, spray it on you. You'll smell nice and fresh, and look it too.
Yeah, this is my 5 and 10 minute speeches because some of these last 20 minutes. And I'd like to thank you if you are still listening to this podcast because some of them are 20 minutes. So, alrighty. And I realize that they can't be too terribly interesting because I have trouble thinking of, there's nothing to talk about. I mean,
and it's Boy Scout camp.
Yeah, we're at Boy Scout camp. If you've been before, you know the experience. Excuse me, Joseph.
Wow, I just ran into David.
Pretty much.
Brendan keeps running into people and things.
Yeah, Brendan likes to crash into things.
I ran into a tree today.
Several of our scouts are still at Pathfinders, it's a program that was made by Jerry, forget his last name.
Jerry
something, I forgot. Oh yeah, we can't say last names, yeah. Anyway, he was a nice guy. He's a hardened scout, like one of the more impressive. He's a grown man, I mean. But he's kid's cool. Orion, again, forgot his last name. They're cool. They were our provisional scouts last year or 2 years ago. Him and his friend Nick. Anyway, they made this, or he made this program, and it's pretty cool. The scouts, they camp out 2 nights in the wilderness. There's like 3 of them, and they stick them out in the middle of a camp low somewhere, like nowhere, with like a sleeping bag and a tarp, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool.
They get
their
to make their own fires and cook their own food.
Yeah, they get to make their own food and stuff. It's actually a really cool program, and I'm glad we have it here. I'm going to take it next year, if I'm able to come. Don't grab it that hard. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Today,
Brendan literally ran into a tree.
Don't refer to yourself in the third person. Okay, today, Brendan ran into a tree.
He was walking down the hill.
Yeah, he hit a tree.
And he started running, and he couldn't turn fast enough, and he ran into a tree.
Oh, that's cool. I like trees.
Yeah, the tree was nice. It didn't hurt me too bad.
It hasn't rained today, which is good. Yeah.
Not yet. Every year I come to Boy Scout camp, it rains every day. I think it's a curse on me.
It hasn't rained at all. Like, this is the first year it's rained, like, consistently the whole time. I can't remember if we rained that. It at least one time it rained once 2 days, I think. It's actually been a great camp. Great stay here. What?
Save us.
It's hot. It's humid.
It's 105 degrees.
Our new scouts this year don't complain as much as the new ones that came last year.
Yep.
Yeah, they complained a lot. Most of them complained a lot. I'm not going to name any names. I already mentioned that. That's pretty, you know, if you're ever thinking, if you're listening from out of state or something and you're looking for, and you're, you know, sick of your local summer camp, then come down to Camp Crooked Creek in the Bernheim Forest of Kentucky. It's actually a really nice place to stay. Counselor's really cool.
And the counselors have cool nicknames.
Yeah, they have. All the counselors have nicknames. Like, I'm not sure why.
Like Mouse and Critter and Pie.
They won't tell us why Mouse is called Mouse. No one will tell us.
Yeah,
I will find out. Okay, it's kind of loud over here, around here, and it's getting dark. Battery's almost dead. 12 minutes into this thing. And I'd like to thank you if you consistently listen to our podcast. What? If you think we're very good, email me at lostinkmart241@aol.com. If you're even listening at all. If you think I'm very good, any kind of improvements, you can tell me or anything. That's lostinkmart241@aol.com. No spaces. Yeah. No caps. All right. Any kind of, just need to tell me anything I'm doing wrong, doing right, you know, thanks, whatever. All right, and that is our show for tonight. That's Wednesday
goodbye,
night,
people listening.
June 21st.
First day of summer.
Bye, all my pioneering
Ryan out.